So you're out of the military, out of the army, then you've got the GI Bill.
Big deal. Got it the hard way. I went to school down in Okmulgee, took a 2-year course in drafting, architectural drafting, mechanical drafting, and map drafting. It was 2 years, but I went through the summer. Make a long story short, I went to work in Abilene, Texas for Skelly Oil Company as a map draftsman.
Why did you choose that field?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The reason I did it, because Tell and I got out about the same time, and we decided we were going to go to TU. Well, we'd been out of school for 3 years. We hadn't looked at a book, so we had to take the entry exam. So we both failed the entry exam. They said, "Well, you can't." I said, "Oh, no, wait a minute. Let's talk about this. I want to talk to somebody." So we got an appointment with Dean Hargrove. We went up there. Dean Hargrove said, "You gentlemen really need to go to another school. TU is not the school for y'all." And I said, "Wait a minute. Why isn't it?" I said, "My folks live here. I can go to school here. I'm on GI Bill. We spent 3 years in Korea. I think we're entitled at least to try." "No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't." I said, "I'll tell you what. Just do this. Give me one semester. One semester. And if I don't bring C or above in that end of semester, I'll leave and no hard feelings." "No," he said. And about that time, Tell was a little hothead anyway. He jumps up and he says, "Come on, John, take this school and stick it." He used other words, but anyway. And I said, "Oh, if we had a chance," he just blew it. "It's gone." So we decided to go down to Okmulgee, and we did, and it was good. Got out of Okmulgee, and I interviewed Amerada, but they would only pay. Back then, I think it was $250 a month or $280 a month. It was less than $300. I said, "Well, I'd have to think about it." Well, then I got a chance to interview with Skelly Oil Company, and they wanted somebody down in Abilene, Texas. I didn't know Abilene, Texas from anybody. I'd never been there. I didn't know anything about it. Believe me, then it wasn't much. But they had offered me $350, and I thought, wow. So I went back to Amerada. I'd much rather stayed here in Tulsa because I could live at home. Anyway, they couldn't match it. He says, "No." He said, "I could maybe get you up to around $300, but," he said, "I'd have to go, and that'd be the tops." I said, "Okay, appreciate it." So I went to work for Skelly Oil Company. Well, if you've ever been in Abilene, Texas back in 1955, then it's the pits. It's changed a lot. No liquor. You know, we got three Christian colleges there. There's no liquor. You have to go across county lines to buy liquor. You can't even buy a beer unless you're a veterans dealer, MVET. You could go in there and get a beer, and that's all, if you were a veteran, belonged to it. Not that that's the biggest thing in the world, I have to have a place to drink, but I mean, it was just the type of town it was. Anyway, I got to get out of here. I said, "I can't stand it." I was there about a year, and I thought, this is it. So I came up to Tulsa and interviewed with a company called Poly Exploration Company. They did gravity work, and they offered me a job. Oh, one thing about my 350, I hadn't been there 30 days, and everybody got a raise in union, so they gave everybody a 3.5% or a $20 minimum or something. Anyway, I got raised up within 30 days to 370. Anyway, I went to work for Poly for $400 a month. And while I was here, I was getting a little bored with doing the drafting, really, map drafting and doing the stuff. Besides, that's hard on your eyes.
So you're drafting for the exploration of work to be done? And
yeah, well, they would go out and do the exploration. They'd come back, and we'd put it into maps. And they would do the points there. You draw lines between here and here. Anyway, my uncle was a builder, O.B. House, Buckhausen. He hired me on weekends just clean up the house and do some odd work, some of the house he's building or something. And while I was over at his house one day, Seth Kennard, who was a big developer there at 31st and Yale, back in there, that housing division on the southwest part of it there, there's a big housing division and shopping centered in there. He developed that. We were there one time over at Buck's house. I said something to him about getting a little bored and I need to do something. And he said, "Why don't you get a real estate license?" He said, "Come to work for me." I said, "Okay, that sounds like a good deal." So I got my real estate license, but I got to thinking, Seth isn't going to be able to help me. He's too busy, and I don't know anything about real estate. So anyway, make a long story short, I didn't go to work for Seth. I went to work for Eva Carmichael. she offered to train me and help me get started and everything. So I said, that was a pretty good deal. I worked for her for a while. Then I went to work for McGill, who was out on 21st Memorial. He had developed that addition out there and had about five agents, and they talked me into coming out there. Was there about 2 years. And then a gentleman by the name of Frank Fluché and a Jim Heidler wanted to start a company, and they wanted me to go with them. So we started a company and called it the Carriage Company. Couldn't think of a name, but we knew it wasn't going to be Housing Fluché. It'd be a little confusing. So I was looking through a magazine one day, and I looked, and General Motors on the Chevrolets, I don't know if they still do it or not, but if you open the door, there's a little metal thing there, and there's a picture of a little carriage there. So anyway, I talked to them about it, and that's good. So we changed it around so they couldn't say that we used their emblem. Changed it around a little bit and made a carriage out of it and called it Carriage Company. Kept that for a year. Jim decided he wanted to go into commercial and do some things. Frank and I stayed as partners until 1968. Then we had a buy-sell agreement, and he ended up buying me out, and I started my own company in 68.
You got your real estate license in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
Was it pretty easy, pretty difficult?
To get the license?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, anybody could have got one. It was a one-page true and false. Today, it's a whole lot different.
Okay, I was going to ask you that.
Oh, yeah.
Really complicated now.
Yeah, back then it was very, very simple to get.